Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and joining me once again here in our studio, Studio A, is Ron Price from the noted author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. You know, you mentioned that every now and then we should tell people what that is. I wrote Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Work. In 2016, Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Home. In 2018, Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Church. 2020, and I really don't think there's going to be another.
Play Nice in Your Sandbox in Studio A? Isn't that coming?
No.
Oh.
I've often thought I might like to write a book on just genuine living, helpful living, living with others, getting along in general terms, not conflict. Well, those books all deal with conflict prevention. That's the play portion.
Right.
Conflict resolution. That's the nice portion. But yeah, there's more to life than conflict. We need each other. We talked about that last time.
We did.
And we promised, I think for the last 3 weeks, we've promised to talk about relational needs. Should we do that?
Sure. Why not?
This is information I got from Ferguson's. Oh, and their names are escaping me.
All right.
David and Teresa Ferguson.
Okay.
David and Teresa Ferguson. 10 relational needs.
Now, all right.
We have lots of needs, but they've boiled it down to 10 basic needs that pretty much we all share. The first one is acceptance. And especially in close relationships.
Sure.
Friendships, coworkers for that matter, family members. Do you accept me for who I am?
Okay. That's important.
It is important. Affection, and we're talking appropriate affection, the appropriate hands, you know, rub shoulder rubs or whatever, shoulder touches, whatever. Affection, we need that from time to time. Appreciation, do you appreciate what I do around here? Do you approve? Approval is the next one. Do you approve of me, again, as a person? And attention, do I get enough attention from you? Those are five needs that if they're met, are going to bode well for a relationship. If they're not being met, look out. The second five are comfort. We can only comfort ourselves so much. We need comfort from outside of ourselves. Same with encouragement. Hopefully we can encourage ourselves enough to get out of bed and go get it, take life by the horns or whatever the expression is. But encouragement from others is helpful. Have I ever told you, Scott, what a wonderful job you do at KSJE Radio?
Every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No. All right, stop it. So, security.
Mm-hmm.
Security is an emotional need that most of us have, a relational need. Support and respect. Those are the 10. Acceptance, affection, appreciation, approval, attention, comfort, encouragement, respect, security, support. Again.
Now, pardon me for interrupting, but does that work for all types of relationships then? I mean, I can see maybe romantic or close friendships and things like that, but could that work like in a professional relationship, say at work,
to a certain degree? It could. That might bode better for the love languages concept,
which we've talked about.
Take the word love out of it, but we function differently. We do life differently.
But you still want to be respected.
And
a lot of the things you mentioned
in the workplace. And if you know that somebody needed encouragement, comfort, again, in the appropriate sense and so forth. That's a great point, though, Scott. These are more appropriate for intimate relationships, close relationships.
Got it.
It could be siblings and, you know, cousins and whatever, family type thing.
Okay.
But again, we all have these needs. Typically, three of them will rise to the top. And if people are interested in this, if you want to send me an email, I don't have their address right offhand, but I can send it to you. You can go online and take this inventory, 50 questions, where you answer, yep, that's like me, or no, that's not like me, or somewhat, what have you. And it'll show you what your top three relational needs are. Again, acceptance, affection, appreciation, approval, attention, comfort, encouragement, respect, security, support. Okay, you do it.
No, but thank you. But does that mean that if you have a significant other, then do their three top needs need to be the same as yours, or does that help?
Probably won't. Thank you for mentioning that. They probably won't be. And okay. That's part of the problem in relationships is we give to others what we want from them. Well, it's probably okay, but you're not, by definition, you're not giving them what they need. You're giving them what you need. And so, great point. So in couples, it's excellent to do it together and find out, because you go through the questions, then you record your answers, and it'll show you. Your top three relational needs are these. Your bottom three relational needs are these. And then, okay, what do you want to do about it? How would you like me to meet that need for you? Or this is how I'd like you to meet that need for me. Relationships suffer, Scott. We see relationships,
but it sounds like
families breaking up. I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, it sounds like, though, if I knew what my partner needed in their top three, that might help me react better in different situations.
I think that was on my cue card to say, not yours.
I'm so sorry. Thank you
for saying. No, that's exactly right. It's common sense. But common sense is not always common practice. If you know what the target is, if you know what's going to please your partner, your loved one, what have you, your chances of success go way up. So astute observation.
And vice versa, I would assume, too. Right?
That's right.
Okay. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
As Archie Bunker used to say, the reverse vice is also true.
Thank you. You want to get that Brooklyn accent in one more time, don't you?
We're not talking about that anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, good advice, as always, Ron Price. And these are the relational needs, right, that we all have.
So send me an email, ron@ronprice.com, ron@ronprice.com. Just say, hey, how do I get that relational needs inventory? I'll give you the contact information.
Okay. Good advice.
All right.
Very good. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Scott.
It's Ron Price. He's here with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.